Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I want to thank Mr. Drayton for being able to get here. We are two persons short on this board. And so the law requires that we actually have four people here. And so that means four of the five current members of the board have to be here or we cannot meet, which means that we would have to send you all home. And we would rather do almost anything than have to do that because they would be delayed another month. So we thank you all for being here and putting up with us being a little late. Usually I spent a long time in the Army and I'm a stickler about being on time. And I apologize for us being late, but we're here. So we're ready to roll. Ladies and gentlemen, would you please rise and face the flag? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the September 23rd, 2025, Chatham County Zoning Board of Appeals meeting. This is a quasi-judicial proceeding. All those wishing to give testimony during these proceedings will please sign in. If you haven't done that, please do it. Witnesses will be sworn in prior to giving testimony. All proceedings of the Chatham County Zoning Board of Appeals is recorded. Decisions of this board are final. Challenges to the decisions of the Chatham County Zoning Board of Appeals must be filed through the Superior Court of Chatham County. I believe we only, approval of minutes. The previous minutes have been made available to all members. Is there a motion that the minutes be approved?
I move to approve.
Okay, is there a second?
Second.
Okay, any discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Minutes are approved. There is no old business, and there is only one item on the regular agenda. So would you please proceed?
Good morning, Mr. Chairman and members of the board. My name is Sadie Eschlerent with Development Services. I'm here to talk about 209 Bowery Way. So initially, for some reason, I thought that this parcel was located in the Landings, which I know many of you are familiar with, but this parcel is actually located on the northeastern edge of Whitmarsh Island, as can be seen in this view here. So for this lot, the petitioner is requesting the following two variances in association with the construction of a single-family primary dwelling on a vacant lot: one, to reduce the front yard setback from 25 feet to 10 feet, and to reduce the Chatham County's 10-foot riparian buffer to 0 feet required by the Environmental Overlay Zoning District. The proposed home design only accounts for the required state riparian buffer of 25 feet. So here is the aerial insight map to give some context on where the parcel is located. And then here is the site plan submitted by the petitioner. So this line here is the flag jurisdictional line for the marsh. And then this line here is the 25-foot required state buffer, which the petitioner is proposing to build up to. And then this line here is where the 10-foot county buffer that they're requesting a variance from is. And then additionally, for the front yard setback, here is where the 10-foot would be, and then the 25 feet. So this would show like their buildable area between these two lines. So the marsh jurisdictional line was flagged on June 25th, 2025, and the proposed site plan has a building footprint of 1,008 square feet. The parcel is 0.23 acres and located within the one family residential and environmental overlay district. The neighboring parcels to 209 Bowery Way range in size from 0.18 to 2.28 acres. The homes subject to the riparian buffer requirements along Battery Way were built from 1985 to 1999, and the EO Zoning District environmental standards were revised in 2010, so they weren't subject to the same 10-foot riparian buffer when they were built. Additionally, there are no public utilities for water or sewer available for the site, and Section 4-6.1 of the zoning ordinance has the development standards for these types of dwellings. Additionally, the parcel lies within the flood zone AE10. This property backs into a salt marsh, which is expected to be inundated with water as sea level rises. Additionally, development decisions require thoughtful consideration of future conditions as opposed to solely relying on historic development patterns and current environmental conditions. So in terms of the variance criteria, the marsh jurisdictional line is located in the middle of the parcel, as can be seen on the site plan, which does significantly reduce the buildable area. And so the application of this chapter does create a hardship. Without the variances, a single family dwelling could not be reasonably built on this parcel. And so for the environmental overlay district of the county, you must consider wetlands for development services. However, considering the hardships, staff does recognize that this lot does have those hardships. And so with that said, MPC staff recommends approval of the requested two variances in association with the construction of a single family primary dwelling on a vacant lot. Happy to answer any questions.
Does any member of the board have any questions of staff? Okay, thank you very much. Okay, is there anyone here to speak? Pardon? Oh, yes. Wait, we can do this all at one time. Anyone who expects to testify, would you please stand and raise your right hand? Okay. You solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God. Okay? Okay. Is there anyone here to speak for the variance? Petitioner? Okay.
Good morning.
Yes, sir. Would you please state your name and position for the board, please?
Ramsey Colliday. I'm the builder and contractor for the project for Miss Betty Ryder, and Ryan Felder is the architect. And we're here to answer questions. I'm satisfied with what staff has reviewed, and DNR has reviewed it. It's been well vetted. It's within any guideline that I would have thought was, very fair to the environment and the people.
Does any member of the board have any questions? How big of a footprint, how big a house is this that's being put on here?
It's the footprint is 1,000 feet as a two stories, 1,600 total on a lot that's 75 by 150.
Okay. Is it a raised house that is it up on?
They'll all be raised 3 feet of freeboard for the county, so it'll be 15 feet above mean sea level. Her front edge at the curb is about 9 feet above sea level already, and it drifts down about 24 inches.
Okay.
Well above any jurisdiction.
Okay. Any other questions? Okay. Thank you, sir.
Absolutely.
Yes, sir.
Please.
Here, you want the full thing?
Want it up there on the big picture.
Yeah.
No one wanted it over there. My name is Brian Felder. I'm the architect. I just wanted to add some details to Ramsey's discussion. It used to be easier when it was over there. The horizontal dashed line represents the 25-foot traditional setback from the front property line. And you can see it almost touches. It actually does touch in one point the 35-foot riparian buffer. So this lot is unbuildable without relief, period. We had a meeting with Marcus Lotson to discuss this and looked at the neighborhood. And there's only one other house, I believe, in this stretch of four lots. And it's about 20 feet off the property line. So we are going to be a little bit forward. But as I stated, the lot would otherwise be unbuildable without some sort of relief. Unlike some of these, 5,000 square foot requests, this is about as small as it can be for people to live in. It is a 1,000 square foot floor plate. We have a little bit of deck around it. And I would also add that we'll be elevating this on wood piles that are either vibrated in or driven in. So it'll be essentially like a dock structure. The current flood protection ordinance or whatever it calls doesn't permit paving underneath so the water, if it does rise, can move under the house and the house will be safe. And it will be, we're actually going to elevate to 8 feet above grade. So it will be essentially a dock structure elevated above. Very minimal house, minimal porches around it. Lot coverage is something like 14%. But more than, I think, 59% of the lot is covered with wetlands. So we need some sort of relief. Otherwise, this is an unbuildable lot. Any questions?
Okay, any questions? So is there anything on the lower, what I would call the garage level?
You're allowed to have 300 square feet by county ordinance, and that's for stairs to land and a little enclosure, and that's all you're allowed.
Okay. So not the garages are not enclosed.
She will park in the open air under the house.
Okay.
She would like some slat fencing like Tybee houses to provide some visual screening, but it cannot be enclosed.
Okay. Okay.
If it were, it would have to be breakaway walls.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.
Is there anyone else to speak for the proposal? Okay. Yes, ma'am.
You have the speaker cards of the members of the public that want to speak.
Okay. 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 Mr. Chavers, you were here first.
Oh, yes.
Yes. So you get to speak first.
I live across the street. My most concern is environmental. I just recently had to put in a new septic drain field, and I know that act of doing so is not the most fun. And what she is proposing is the septic drain field would be directly draining into the stormwater drain that goes directly into the marsh. And I know from someone was barely, you know, my septic versus my well, those two don't mix. So that's one of my biggest issues. You know, we have environmental rules for a reason, and I don't feel right about that. And also, I don't know how she can park under the house if it's only barely 8 feet. I had an Airbnb a couple years ago, and I was required to have any of my guests park in my driveway. They could not park on the street. So I would like to kind of see if there's a house she's going to park under the only at 8 feet, you know, and then really just the water level keeps rising. It is going to be a dock, a dock house.
Well, we all are going to be that. I live one block from the river. Yes.
Yeah.
I have a boat in my garage just in case.
that's a good idea.
Okay. Anything else?
That's all I got.
Any other questions? Any questions for him? Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Yes.
Can I take those one at a time?
No, sir. It's their turn next. Okay. Laura, I couldn't read your last name. If you
it's
would
okay.
Identify yourself, please.
Hi, good morning. Last name is Mohat, and I am currently next door to the proposed property. Some of my questions would be, one, that lot is very low. Right now, there is standing water at high tide. It's very visible. We actually have photographs if anyone wanted to look at it. The second question would be, the entrance to get into the house, I think you mentioned that it would be going underneath versus from the street side with a 10-foot setback, which none of the houses on that street are that. Everyone is 25 feet or greater as far as the house goes. You know, that's the reason why we have rules is, you know, because we want to keep the neighborhood correct. And I understand that you would like to build a house, but this property has been there for 30 some odd years. And I know that there's been many people that have inquired about this property. And they were all told that this property was not buildable. So why is it buildable now? And then parking, getting back to the parking, which is an issue, and the septic tank. And the well. So those are all my questions.
Okay. And ma'am, you live across the street?
No, sir. I live next door.
Next door?
Yes.
Okay. On the right-hand side or the left-hand side?
That would be the west
facing
side.
The house.
Yeah, facing the house is going to be left.
Okay, thank
okay.
you.
Anything okay. else?
Any questions? Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Stephanie?
Good morning. My name is Stephanie Dietrich. I live right across the street from Laura and right beside Chris and his wife, Daisy. I guess our biggest concern is going back to parking. We do have boats and cars already parked on the street. And so it is kind of difficult to get around. We have a lot of people that walk their dogs and walk their kids. So you've got cars that are constantly coming down the street. And so we just worry about the parking aspect and also just cars getting through our neighborhood. I guess another issue, I know everybody else has brought it up, is the septic in the drain field. Every year our flood zone changes. Every year I get a notice that we are, you know, either in a higher or lower, and it has varied, but waters are going to continue to rise. And I think that that's something to be concerned about as far as building on that lot. And goes back to Laura, you know, we've all lived in this neighborhood for years and years. Nobody's built on it. So why now? And it also goes back to the rules. Rules are in place for a reason. So we'd like to see something upheld there.
Okay. Thank you. Any questions?
Thank you.
And Mr. Dietcher?
Hi, I'm Greg. My name is Greg Dietrich. I also live across the street next door to Chris and across from Laura, catty corner to the property we're speaking about. And not to beat a dead horse, but again, my concerns, I think, are related so much to the environment, but more just code and rules and law and why we do things for a reason. Like, why do we have zoning? Why do we have these things in place? Why has it been unbuildable for 30 years? We're talking about a hardship, you know, permit or whatever it is, but I don't understand what this hardship is. This piece of property has been unbuildable. If you look at the map, it's clearly there's a tiny little section that should be built upon. I don't understand why people with money and means can come into places and just throw their money around and just get things done. I do understand it. It's the world we live in. To your point, you say we'll all be underwater soon. I understand that. And that's why things are grandfathered in. Oftentimes, why are we moving backwards? Why are we going against what we know to be true? Rules are put in place for a reason. Zoning is put in place for a reason. It's what this entire building is built on. Why are we just, you know, people come in and just want to spend money, or, you know, whoever yells and kicks and screams the loudest gets what they want. I don't understand. So
okay.
I appreciate it.
Any questions, please? Thank you, sir.
Yes.
We appreciate everyone's comment. Yes, sir. Well, I will allow a little redirect here.
Brian Felder again. Parking under the house, it's 8 feet elevated. A standard garage door is 7 feet tall, and a Suburban with a roof rack will fit under that. So she has no intent of parking on the street. And she'll be able to park up to 4 cars under her house. It's not really your purview about the septic tank. However, we will not get a house built without an approved engineered system through the following. I don't know if that flows through the health department or through county engineering, but that's coming. This is first. We're not going down that road without the relief on the setbacks.
Yes, sir.
Was there anything else that they brought up that you'd like to talk about?
Any other questions? Okay.
Thanks.
Ladies and gentlemen, the board only is here to determine whether or not to grant the variances as requested. We do not have any purview over septic tanks or wells.
Good morning, Mr. Chair. This is Edward Morrow. If we could allow county staff to speak once we reach that point, I just
okay.
want to make sure county staff gets the opportunity to address
okay.
They're the subject matter experts. So
that's the only decision that this board can make. Okay. Is there anyone, county staff, I think, anyone?
Morning, Mr. Chair, ladies and gentlemen of the board. I'm Jefferson Kirkland, Environmental Program Manager for Chatham County. I think the concerns of that have been raised about the septic and well are addressed by a comment from the health department, who is the authoritative body on permits for that. Based on what I've read in that public comment, which is available to you all in your packet, because of the reduced lot size, that would reduce the number of bedrooms that the house could have. So that's a consideration there. I'm not sure if the plan here specifies how many bedrooms. Three bedrooms, okay. So that's the big concern there, is having enough room for a well and septic. Typically, a newly platted lot would require to be 1 acre in order to accommodate both a well and a septic tank. And that's considered, that's if the entire acre has suitable soils. And I don't think there's been a soil survey done for this lot, at least I haven't seen it. So the health department also addresses those concerns depending on what the soils are on the site. Engineered systems may be required in order to achieve the safe effluent disposal. And then you would need to locate the well according to where the septic has to go so that they're not too close to each other. And I'm more than happy to answer any other questions you have. I also have staff here from the Flood Damage Prevention Ordinance Division who can answer questions about the flood-related construction, fill, et cetera. So because this is in a flood zone, limited fill would be allowed for septic. So that's another consideration.
Are there any other questions? Okay. Thank you, sir.
One other note I'd like to add. The state buffer line, during construction, there would be no movement through that buffer, no stockpiling, no disturbance of any kind. So, you know, during construction, you have to preserve that buffer in an undisturbed state. So, you know, planning for the construction of the building should be taken into account so that you don't have a buffer violation, even if the county riparian buffer variance is granted.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there anything else? Ma'am, were you sworn in? I don't think you stood up.
Just for the record, Mr. Chairman and the board, I'm going to address, just to get it out of the way, a little bit of hearsay. I've known Betty for 45 years. 40 years ago, her father built the first house on that street.
Excuse me. Can you state your name again for the record, please,
Ramsey,
sir?
Ramsey Colity.
Thank you.
And he built the first house there. Betty's lived in Louisiana, New Orleans, and Charleston. She's come home to be with her daughters to build her house. Mr. King, Harry King, designed and developed that entire area, Betty Circle. And so this misnomer of people coming in, and this is her inheritance. She's kept this all these years. And her brother, her father's wife's brother, owns the other two lots next to Billy. But I will tell you that this has been a little bit of a ride. I don't know, the neighbor next to us, Laura, early on, you know, Labor Day morning, I caught her chopping down trees.
Sir, that's really not our concern.
Okay, well, I just want to get that record straight.
If you would just stick to the facts, please.
Okay, well, this belongs to her, not them. Thank you.
Okay. Ma'am, if you want to speak, I'll swear you in. I mean, it's your property, and this is going to be the last hearing you have, okay? So just come on up. I want everyone to have a say. Raise your right hand. You swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, self God.
Yes.
Okay?
Okay.
Name, please, for the record.
Marie Ryder. My father, Harry King, bought the whole strip of land. Originally, it is actually plumbed with a large water going all the way down the right side from the gentleman Walter used to maintain the pump for that whole street. He has since passed. Now we have to figure out that or else drill a well. But there is a line for water coming from the main pump that was community property. I've been working with the DNR on this. We have no intention whatsoever of stepping on DNR Deb's area. I don't appreciate that the fact that my neighbor chop down trees.
Ma'am, please just stick to the...
Is this a fact, though?
Well, ma'am, but that's not our concern. Our concern is whether or not to grant you a variance.
Okay.
So we should grant you a variance.
As far as the septic tank goes, we will be using permeable, 3x3 concrete block engineered system that the septic tank can be placed under, where it can be easily lifted and pumped out if necessary. So that gives us where the septic tank is going to go. It's going underneath the house. I don't know what else we need to know. We have plenty of room for a drainage field. If there's a problem with that, I'm sure my brother would gladly let us put a drainage field on his property since we own the whole street.
Okay. Anything else?
No, that's
okay. Thank you, ma'am. Mm-hmm. Okay. Is there anyone online?
No, sir.
Okay. Okay. I guess we don't do that anymore, do we? Okay. The testimony is finished. Okay. Now, members of the board, is there any discussion?
Kind of confused on the idea of owning the whole street. So, the neighbors, have they purchased? Are they renting? Like, kind of, what's the situation?
Depending on the whole street. That's, yeah.
Ma'am, sir.
Yeah.
So you can, if you want to speak, you have to come up and identify yourself. Okay. But we've actually finished the testimony. So, these are, as I understand the testimony, these are neighbors on either side or across the street. So. Okay. Are there any other discussion? Okay. Is there a motion? Ms. Stone?
I move to approve staff's recommendation to allow the variance of setbacks to the front yard and state buffer requirements.
Is there a second?
Second.
Is there any discussion of the motion? I will step out of my chairman's seat to just briefly mention that we have had a number of these come before the board, and each one is different. And all have different problems because of the way these lots are figured and the easements on each of the problems. Normally, I have been very compliant in allowing business or properties to be built, given some pushing of the lines here and there. I'm not sure I have ever voted where we actually gave the entire 10 feet, and I cannot vote for that. So is there any other discussion? Okay. We will do this by roll call. Mr. Drayton?
Aye.
Ms. Stone?
Aye.
Mr. Plote?
Aye.
Mr. Vineyard votes no. Actually, that passes 3-1. So the variance is granted. Is there any other business to come before the board? Hearing none, meeting is adjourned.
Thank you.